Another, well, this is not exactly a breakup poem across, next to it on the page. This is an unrequited love poem. And the lover is sitting in a drive-in movie show, sort of half watching the movie. Actually, he's watching the movie through his straw. He's got the iced Coke in his lap, trying to freeze his romantic area down there, so that he's thinking about his lost love, and he's thinking about how she got out of it by saying, well, we really don't go together. Our chemistry is not right, the DNA or whatever. And so he tries to console himself with this concept, you know, this sociobiological concept that it's not, we really have no control over our needs or our physical urges, and it's the DNA in us, or it's the genetic makeup in us, that causes us to choose partners. And he's always trying to console himself with that. And this poem called The Consolations of Sociobiology. Those scars rooted me, stigmata, stalagmite. I sat at a drive-in and watched the stars through a straw while the Coke in my lap went waterier and waterier. For days on end, or nights no end, I crawled on all fours, or in my case, no fours, to worship you, amoeba behemoth. Then you explained your DNA calls for meaner genes than mine, and since you are merely, so to speak, its external expression, etc., ergo, among your lovers, I'll never be. Ah, that movie was so far away, the stars melting made my thighs icy. It's not you. It's not you who is not requiting me. It's not you who is not requiting my love. It's not you who is not requiting me. It's something in you over which you have no say says no to me. Well, you have to console yourself some way when those unrequited romances occur.